Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Xiaozong Liu from Amway Collaboration. We are direct selling company. A lot of people don't know. We sell nutrition supplement. I'm the person grow the botanical. They can make the nutrition supplement to sell to the end use. We have three production farms, one in United States, one in Mexico, and one in Brazil. We also have a research farm in China. You see that four different authors. I'm the first author. I live in California. Second author is my partner in farm in Washington State. The third person is a chemist. He do the analysis for me. The fourth gentleman is in charge of the Chinese research. The research in China. We call it global collaboration. I just have finished a presentation on introduce the Chondrosanthus pilosa, why we grow that, how we grow that in a workshop. So I just give a little bit of overview in here. So the Chondrosanthus pilosa is a traditional Chinese medicine or TCM with multiple function Chinese people claim. First one is kind of Chinese tea. I don't know what that mean, but Chinese people always claim if you eat this, you can increase the qi, then whatever, you will be healthy, you will be live 1,000 years old or something like that. And they also increase your immune system, improve your appetite, you eat more food, and decrease your blood pressure, everything is good. And sometimes they can use it to substitute the ginseng. Ginseng is a very expensive food. This is called Puma ginseng, so they can use this one to, if you don't have enough money to eat the ginseng, eat this one. There are three Chondrosanthus pilosa allowed by the China Pharmacopoeia. One called Chondrosanthus pilosa, it's the original variety. The other two variety is Chondrosanthus pilosa variety modesta. And the third one used to be the name Chondrosanthus Townsend. It's changed the name to the Chondrosanthus pilosa variety Townsend. The objective is we want to use this botanical in Amway product. So for me, I want to investigate which subspecies or which variety fit for the environment in our own farm, because we want to grow raw material from own farm for our final product. Other than this, we want to know the optimum management practices, especially the fertilizer level for the Chondrosanthus. The first study is a variety study. As mentioned, I used three Chondrosanthus subspecies allowed by the China Pharmacopoeia. The first one we called Baidang. It's a variety from the first Chondrosanthus pilosa subspecies. And the Wendang is Chondrosanthus pilosa modesta subspecies, and the Bandang is the Chondrosanthus pilosa Townsend subspecies. In the first study, we directly seeded. We grow in the field for 2 years. we harvest in each of the growing season, 2017, 2018. We dig them out, then wash, get the dry weight, then mill the sample to the powder, then send it to the analytical group. They do the polysaccharide measurement for me. That's the phytonutrition mark for this chondrosomiasis indicated by the China pharmacopoeia. You can see this three picture. The first picture, they do the direct seeding. This is the first time my partner in Washington State, they grow this botanicals. So they don't know whether it can success or not. So once a while, they come out to check the germination. There are two brothers and sister, two brothers. One respond for the planting. The other gentleman take a picture to show, get a traceability evidence. So after a month or something, you see there's already it was germinated for very good germination, 90% plus, 90% plus germination. By the end of the growing season, you can already see even the only first year, we have the flower, it's a very good shape. So me go to there to check the botanicals to see if when is a good time to harvest. So I hire those people to dig them out. Then they wash the root, dry them in the oven, let it dry. Then mill to the powder to do analysis. This is the result. Just I give just an example of the result. In 2017, we have the polysaccharide from 39.6 for the buy down, 38.3 for the ban down, and the wind down is 41.4%. It's very close, but the wind down is a little bit high content. For 28, I just use this root dry weight. Again, bind down have the lowest root dry weight. Bind down in the middle. The wind down has the highest dry weight. So looks like in this environment, wind down is the best variety to grow. And for the fertilizer study, we didn't choose the Wendang that's the best variety for the central Huazhen state. We use a different variety because of the regulatory reason. We registered this variety in China to as a raw material, so we want to still keep this variety. So we this one we use a different germination method because we want to harvest them in 1 year. Planted in the greenhouse, let it grow in greenhouse for 3 months before the weather become good for the transplant. Then we transplanted in the field in May 2017. And for this fertilizer study, I fertilized them in June of 2017, again in June 2018. And the harvest at the end of each growing season, that's the end of October of 2017 and 2018. Same thing, I dry the obtain the dry weight from each plot and the sample milled to the powder, send it to the analytical department for the polysaccharide measurement. This is the layout of the study. As you see, there are five treatments, four replicates, and the randomized block design. So for each plot, we have four rows that's planted as the previous picture. There are four rows used for the one wrap, and we walk about 30 feet that, as one plot. They have some protection area space between each plot, so in that case we don't have the contamination. So for the for each plot that's 16 inch wide, 30 feet in length, totally 65 square feet. Again, we put the label there at before the fertilizer application, marked as different color, because in the field sometimes it's hard to recognize if you don't put the what me and my co-worker there to lay out the plot. We use this fertilizer. It's organic fertilizer because we are organic farm. We can only use organic fertilizer. We have five different rates. The first one is control. The second one is the standard rate, and then we also increase the fertilizer to see if we can obtain more. Before the fertilizer application, my spreader broken, so I have used my hand to spread the fertilizer. It's hard working. This is a typical management. We use the PVC system for the irrigation once a week or something. I think my co-worker said this is the first colonopsis field to use the PVC system. That's very modern. And we have a lot of people harvest each treatment have the same one color. You see the box, then put in the boxes, let them wash them, and dry in the oven. Again, the result is we have this polysaccharide. We do the two analysis. Very strange. The control is very low, and the fertilizer increase the polysaccharide, but not the variation is very high. For the root dry weight, we see that in the 216 rates, it's the highest root dry weight. So, in conclusion, we can grow the three varieties of Condylopsis in central Hudson State. Among the test variety, Wendang is the best variety, and organic fertilizer can increase the buy-down root yield at a regular rate, but the high rate naturally didn't significantly improve the performance. That's all my presentation. Any question?
Can you guys, we have 4 minutes for questions.
Yes, sir.
Do you know which type of polysaccharide is that?
I think it's a total polysaccharide.
But you don't know that the composition?
We, for the industry, we don't. What's that? We don't do that detailed research. We only want to see if our material meet the requirement. If we there are a certain amount, if you above that number, you can use the for the product. If below that number, you cannot use. That's all we interested in. For the detailed research, we probably can ask a professor to do detailed research. Yes, sir.
Have you started the compound analysis, the comparison between the material good and synthetic products from China or some other?
We compare the I send the all this thing to China, let them to do the measurement. Unfortunately, the guy he didn't finish, then he left the company. So I have to send the all the material back to the United States, let them measure again. So in China, they do the study, they harvest, they didn't have this material, was that the nutrition result. Yeah, any other question? If not, I'm done. Thank you.